Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So what happens if you don't want to go to your office Christmas party, or you got to leave a little bit early because you have other commitments and the boss says, absolutely not, it's mandatory for you to be there, or you're not allowed to leave early? What? Is that even legal? So we got an email from a Burt Show listener that has that very situation coming up. And now we have an attorney coming on with us in a second after we read the email that'll say, look, these are your rights as far as going to your Christmas party goes. Mo has the email.
Hey, Burt Show. I've been listening since 2017 and I've thought about messaging y'all many times. But this one, I just can't figure out on my own, even with Google. I have worked at a very small office for almost 1 year. I have a work Christmas party coming up that happens to be on a day I have a scheduling conflict with. I can attend part of the party, but would have to leave early for a Christmas family event. The time for the party is on a Friday from 1 to 7-ish. I can attend until 4, but didn't have to leave to make it in time for my other family holiday event.
Wait, the time for the party, 1 to 7, a 6-hour party?
What?
That is a long party.
That's ridiculous.
Y'all, I love you guys. And we got a lot of love in this room.
Yeah.
But we're not spending 6 hours together at a holiday party.
No.
That's a little too much. When I told my manager this, I was informed that Christmas bonuses would be given out at the end of the Christmas party. And if I didn't stay until the end, then I wouldn't get my bonus.
Damn.
You can't do that.
Wow. Well, we'll find out if you can.
I feel like I've heard before that you can't be punished for not attending unpaid after hours work events, but I can't seem to find anything online. It's not like I don't want to go. I just have another commitment, and I am always going to pick my family over my employer.
Well, that's going to cost you some money then, isn't it? You're making choices.
Additionally, I was also informed that I need to donate money to all of our bosses' Christmas presents, totaling $60. If I'm told I'm not getting my Christmas bonus for not attending part of a Christmas party, I am definitely not donating money to a boss' Christmas present. What would y'all do? Is this even legal? I generally like working for this company, but this feels so wrong. Thanks for any and all advice.
All right, so we've got two things to cover here as you read it, Mo. First, we got to deal with, do you have to go to the office party and can you be penalized for that? And the second thing is, can they force you to donate to the boss for the present, right? So we've got an attorney on the line because this is way above our pay grade. This is Steve Wolf from Legree, Atwood, and Wolf. And Steve has dedicated his entire career to helping people stand up to their employees, or employers, I should say. So, hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing really great, man. Which one of these do you want to take first?
Well, the first question I have is what the agenda is for the 6-hour Christmas party, but we can do them. We can do either way. Why don't we do the, can they say he has to go or they're not going to give him his bonus? Why don't we do that?
Sure. Legally, what are your rights?
So this is the problem. So there's a couple of things. So first of all, Christmas, it means a lot of things to a lot of people, but it is a religious holiday and you can't make decisions about your employees based on your religion or their religion. If it's a Christmas party and you say, attendance at this, whatever other kind of event it is a religious holiday. If you say you got to go or I'm going to deny you compensation, I think that would be a problem under the civil rights laws. No different than it would be if it was a holiday for some other religion. You know, we're all accustomed to Christmas parties, but if it was a party for, you know, a religion that was a much smaller percentage of the population and the boss was saying, oh, everybody needs to attend or you don't get your bonuses, there would be outrage.
Right. That makes it, that makes sense.
Yeah, the law treats everybody the same. Everybody's got the same rights, no matter your religion, just like you have the same rights, no matter the color of your skin or your gender.
Okay, so the way we celebrate Christmas these days, you forget that it's a religious holiday.
Right?
that's a really good point. Right.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, it's a Hallmark holiday, but it's also a religious holiday.
Right.
And then the other problem with the bonus is that... you know, if you've been telling your employees all along that this is a, you know, it's an annual bonus or a fourth quarter bonus or what have you, and they work the entire year understanding that it's a bonus for the year, and then right at the last moment you tell them, oh, no, no, there's this other condition to the bonus, you probably have some sort of breach of contract claim there, even if they don't have a written employment agreement. You can't, you know, have somebody working for you under a certain understanding for 364 days out of the year. And then on day 365 go, oh, guess what? You also have to do this other thing.
Right.
So yeah, there's a bunch of problems with that bonus, not to mention, you know, office morale and things like that.
So in cases like this, and then we got to take off because this is such a complex issue. Also, we could spend a lot of time with you in cases like this. If they did want to sue the employer, what would they sue them for and what would they get out of it? Are we talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars? Are we talking about a couple? Is it worth it?
Yeah. I mean, so this is the problem with a lot of the employment laws. I mean, the remedies are based around lost pay. So if he doesn't go to the party and he doesn't get his bonus, you know, you'd probably be suing for the lost bonus plus, depending on what kind of case you brought, maybe some emotional damages or punitive damages. Now, if he doesn't go to the party and he doesn't get his bonus and then he complains about discrimination and they fire him, that's a very different ball of wax with much, much more powerful remedies available to him.
Gotcha. Man, you've been great. This is attorney Steve Wolf from Legree, Atwood, and Wolf. You can check them out at law-llc.com. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Happy holidays.
You too.
The Burt Show.